2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The threat of COVID is over. It is, I promise you. If you're listening to the liberal mayors in America, it's all disappeared since Joe Biden became president. Congratulations. And all it took was Joe Biden becoming the president for everything to be cool again. D.C. restaurants can reopen for indoor dining at limited capacity this coming Friday, the mayor says, because we've got to open back up before we destroy our economy. We have no choice. Interesting. That's logic that Republicans and conservatives were using the entire time. But remember, we had to punish people, hurt them, hurt their businesses, have people lose everything so that people would be angry at Donald Trump and then he would lose. In Detroit, you guessed it, indoor dining at restaurants in Michigan will resume on February the 1st. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, announced it this morning saying, we all got to come together. We all got to open up. We can't wait any longer. Remember, she shut down dining completely. In Michigan, Joe Biden becomes president. It's all good. Let's open back up. Chicago Sun-Times headline, just in. Governor's health team officially gives the green light for restaurants and most bars across Chicago and suburban Cook County to invite customers back inside for indoor service. Again, it's amazing. Joe Biden fixed everything in just a couple of hours. It's really impressive. Welcome to how much of a scumbag the Biden team and the Democrats actually are. They willingly and knew what they were doing. They knew they were hurting people on purpose, and they did it for one reason, to win an election. That's why they did this. They did it to win an election. And the proof of it is within hours of him becoming the president, right? Within hours, all of these states that were anti-business, hurting businesses, hurting small businesses, all of them, what happened? They said, we got to reopen. We can't afford it anymore. New York, same thing. They shut down indoor dining. Now the governor and the mayor there, oh, we got to reopen up. We got no choice but to open up. We have to. It's just something we just got to do. We just got to open up. There's not even an effort by the Democratic establishment to fake it, right? This was their effort, was to make sure Donald Trump was not allowed a second term, to make sure that people were angry, to make sure that people believed that if they would just make a change, then life would go back to normal. And that's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened, folks. The change came. And then they said, okay, we've been holding you hostage. But now, don't worry. Don't worry. Now we're good. Yeah, we've been holding you hostage, but now you're okay. Now you can go back to your jobs. Those that lost their jobs, those that lost their businesses, it happens. Right? Those that lost their jobs and lost their businesses, it happens. It's part of it. You lost your job. You lost your business. Sorry, you were collateral damage. And let's talk about buyer's remorse for just a second. New Mexico freaking out. They're losing jobs. America has ended our energy independence for the United States because Joe Biden has decided to shut down oil production and leasing and the Keystone Pipeline. Just 50 hours into office. How are my liberal friends feeling? Let's just take a look at what's happened. More than 100,000 jobs have been lost in the oil industry because of the stroke of his pen. And you know what their advice was to the workers of the Keystone Pipeline, the union workers that endorsed him? Yes, you guys are idiots that endorsed Joe Biden because you're stupid. You should have known he was going to do exactly what he did under the Biden administration. Their advice to you, by the way, is one simple thing. Find another job. That's compassion for you. He ended energy independence for the United States. Canada, Texas, and even Native American tribes are now suing Joe Biden over this new move. Antifa, just an idea, right? That's how Joe Biden described them, continued to riot and burn down Portland and Seattle. Don't worry. Portland and Seattle are now saying they're going to really start locking people up and arresting people, and they're not going to put up with the riots and the looting and the burning any longer. I'm sorry, what happened? Oh, yes, you needed there to be chaos so that people would say it's got to be somehow Donald Trump's fault. You were in favor of chaos so people would feel instability. They would feel insecure. They wouldn't feel safe. So that then you would just switch. You would just change. You would just decide to do something different. You sent our troops to D.C. to sleep on the floor of a parking garage in freezing temperatures with cars parked there in one bathroom and one outlet to charge phones. Don't worry, though. We got a great photo op. When the White House decided to make them cookies and bring them to them after that, they said, now, you've been banished to sleeping on the floor in the parking garage. You also created a new glass ceiling for girls. That's right. Ruining sports, ruining their chance for scholarships with your new progressive transgender program, allowing boys to compete against girls for girls' scholarships. You want to know how this is going to work with this new order? It's pretty simple. Let's say you're a guy and you really want to go to college for free. Maybe you're not tall enough to play basketball, or maybe you're just not good enough to get a scholarship at a university you want to go to. All you got to do is say, hey, I identify as a female, and you could get a full ride to play basketball on the girls' team. Well, if it's going to save you $250,000, which is literally like paying you $250,000 for that schooling that you need, I'd play on the girls' team for that, no problem. Hell, I'm thinking about going back and getting my master's or doctorate, and I'll go play tennis on the women's tennis team. I still have years of eligibility left. Not kidding. I actually do. I could actually now, with this new plan, go back and play tennis on a women's tennis team. All I have to do is say I identify as a woman, and I could get a full ride. And if they don't give me that full ride, then I can sue the university for discrimination. Congratulations, Joe Biden. You've now screwed up women's sports. You also have created a new federal property mask mandate, which has been broken countless times by the Biden team, including Joe Biden himself. Yeah. Already. We're now allowing illegal immigrants to be counted for representation in Congress. That's right, in Congress. You have a complete halt on student loan forgiveness that he promised. Did you hear that? A complete halt on student loan forgiveness that he promised. So he lied to you there. I told you you weren't going to get it for free. A complete halt on the $2,000 stimulus program. He also promised. He admitted he had no plan to stop COVID now after promising that Donald Trump didn't have a plan to stop COVID. And he said, I have that plan. Now he's coming saying, I don't have a plan. I got no plan at all. It's just going to have to run its course. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate that. He also has shot down, Joe Biden has shot down a Trump administration order to lower the cost of insulin. Again, this is the guy that said he was going to protect all Americans. So much for protecting all Americans. Why would you raise the cost of insulin, which people need? It's a life-saving medication that got entirely too expensive. I'm asking for all the people that are on insulin. He also shot down a Trump order to lower the cost of other drugs. He rescinded Trump's order banning Chinese communist involvement in the U.S. power grid, because we certainly want China to be in charge of our power grid. Welcome to being owned by China. Welcome to your son being owned by China. Welcome to having blackmail on you, I'm sure, from China because of your crackhead son and his dealings where he got billions of dollars in aid from China. This is just in the first couple of days, folks. This is impressive, isn't it? This is really impressive. So if you voted for Joe Biden, welcome to the new world you created. This is on you. All right, I want to take a moment real quick, though, and just let you know about something else, and that is the canceling of conservatives from social media and our accounts being silenced, our accounts being shut down. If you want to keep in touch with us, there's two ways now you can do it, even if we're kicked offline on social media, which we fully expect is going to happen. First off, you can send a text message on your cell phone, like a normal text message, to the number 55433, okay? And text the word Ben to 55433. And you will be, that's our last resort for us to be able to get in touch with you. So, again, text the word Ben to 55433, and we can get in touch with you that way. Second thing. You can get our emails, and I have a feeling that you won't be able to find us on social media pretty soon based on what we're seeing. So you can get our emails by signing up right now for AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, by going to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. All you got to do is go to benfreeonline.com right now. And you can join AMAC for free. You'll get the AMAC magazine for free, and you'll get our emails so that we can keep in touch with you that way. So make sure you join AMAC for free right now and get our emails, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com, or just text as well as a last resort on your cell phone. Text to the number 55433, the word Ben. Not only did Joe Biden decide it was a good idea to allow communist Chinese government to be involved in our power grid, but we have a $1.6 billion in gross wages lost already under Joe Biden. And just today, we sold 8 Chinese bombers, 4 fighters, and 1 sub hunter. These just breached Taiwan's air defense identification zone crossing the Taiwan Strait. I want you to think about this. Chinese bombers, 8 Chinese bombers, 4 fighters, and 1 sub hunter just breached Taiwan's air defense identification zone crossing the Taiwan Strait. All of this was done and our response is nothing. In fact, we know why Joe Biden didn't do anything when that happened. Because his son, the crackhead, told him, "Don't take the bait, Dad. They're testing us, and they were seeing what they can get away with," and we didn't respond at all. I think it's fair to say that literally everything that they have done in the first week, less than a week, has not benefited Americans. It's benefited other countries. Paris Climate Accord helps other countries. Shutting down the Keystone Pipeline helps dictators, helps communists, helps socialists, helps Venezuela, helps Iran, helps Russia. They're not benefiting America with these decisions. They're hurting Americans. But hey, at least Joe Biden hadn't tweeted out any mean words or mean tweets, right? And we also got that first female vice president, but the party doesn't recognize gender anymore. So I guess they've even wiped that out for you feminists out there. You can't even you can't even get excited about that anymore. Not even allowed to get excited about that anymore. Because you can't recognize gender anymore. Just know that. No more gender, folks. Gender is gone. You're not allowed to have gender. You're not allowed to do anything with gender. There is one other side story that happened. It's going to be very, 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 very interesting. I mean, it is going to be extremely interesting to see what happens with Sarah Huckabee Sanders' campaign in Arkansas that she just announced. This is going to be the first test for voters, and really, I think you could argue the first test for Joe Biden and Donald Trump and his staying power. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, there's no way that she is going to be able to separate herself from Donald Trump. Without Donald Trump, she would not have the shot at becoming the governor of Arkansas. Yes, her father is the former governor of Arkansas, but still, Sarah Huckabee Sanders on her own without being the White House press secretary, without being connected to Donald Trump, would not have the opportunity that she has now. And it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be extremely interesting to see what happens. It's going to be extremely interesting to see in this midterm governor's race what is going to happen, because I promise you Donald Trump is going to campaign for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has come out and announced, and she's not afraid, by the way, of her connection to Donald Trump, which there's a lot of Republicans right now that should understand that Donald Trump had 75 million people vote for him, and you shouldn't be embarrassed by him. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be the test case. She's a 38-year-old Arkansas native, former daughter of the Arkansas governor. She managed her father's unsuccessful presidential run in 2016. Before joining Trump campaign as a senior communications advisor. She then served as a spokeswoman during Trump's first presidential campaign and then became the White House press secretary. I want you to hear her announcement, part of it, that she did as she released this video saying, hey, I'm all in. I'm in Arkansas.
In the pitch black of night, with no lights on the plane or runway, Air Force One touched down in war-torn Iraq. Nearby, hundreds of troops had gathered at a remote military base in the desert to celebrate Christmas. They expected to be joined by senior military leadership, but instead got their commander-in-chief. The room erupted. A young soldier yelled from the back of the room, "Mr. President, I re-enlisted in the Army because of you." And the president replied, "And son, I'm here because of you." That soldier then came over to me and said, "Thank you, Sarah. I love the way you handle yourself. You have a tough job." I politely corrected him and told him thanks, but I take questions. You take bombs and bullets. That's a tough job. The soldier silently reached up and tore the Brave Rifles patch from his arm and handed it to me and said, "We're in this together." Overwhelmed with emotion and speechless, I just hugged him with tears in my eyes and a grateful heart for our heroes who keep us free. America is great because we are free. But today, our freedom and the rule of law are under attack. I was the first White House press secretary to require Secret Service protection because of a credible, violent threat against me. We've seen violence in our streets, at a congressional baseball practice, and at our Capitol. This is not who we are as Americans. To remain free, we must have law and order and resolve our differences peacefully. The radical left's solution is to impose government control and censorship from the top down. But their socialism and cancel culture will not heal America. It will only further divide and destroy us. Everything we love about America is at stake. And with the radical left now in control of Washington, your governor is your last line of defense. In fact, your governor must be on the front line. So today, I announce my candidacy for governor of Arkansas. and ask for your prayers and your support.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is absolutely right. Your last line of defense on freedom and democracy is going to be your governor. What she had to say about where we are as a country is also accurate. But you notice she did not shy away from her connection to Donald Trump, and she shouldn't. She should not shy away. She did not shy away. She said, yeah, I'm a conservative. I'm a Trump supporter. I stand up for conservative values. It's going to be very interesting to see how the left goes after her, because they are. Get ready. It's coming. They are going to come after her in a big way.
If you've got a cell phone, I've got something you're going to love. Saving a ton of money on your bill every month and also supporting your First and Second Amendment rights at the same time. Did you know that AT&T and Verizon combined have given hundreds of millions of dollars to Democratic candidates and Planned Parenthood? Well, if you're with Big Mobile, you need to switch to the conservative company Patriot Mobile. They have nationwide coverage starting at only $25 a month. They call that their freedom of speech package. Unlimited talk and text, just $25 a line. They have unlimited talk and text and data for just $55 a month. So make the switch to Patriot Mobile, and 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes that you choose to support. Call them, 972-PATRIOT. That's 1-972-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. Call them. Use my name, Ben. You'll get free activation as well. 1-972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben.
I want to look at the overall theme of the first, really, week of Joe Biden's presidency. I would argue that nothing that Joe Biden has done since his inauguration speech demonstrates any form of unity or conformity for Americans. That's what he claimed he was going to do. Mark Levin was talking about Joe Biden over his executive action he's taken the first week in office, talking about how significant it is that he has done everything the opposite of what he claimed he was going to do. He's not trying to bring us together. He's literally destroying this country and dividing us more than ever to gain power from the division. That's what he's doing. This is all about division. This is not about unity. This is not about bringing us together. It's none of those things. And he knows it, by the way. That's why he's doing it. He understands that this is about division. He understands that this is how he gains control. Why do you think he's doing all these executive orders that hurt American citizens?
Liberty and Levin, we have a great guest for the full hour, Newt Gingrich, who will help analyze what's taking place in our country. But before I go to the former speaker, I wanted to have a few comments with you myself. Joe Biden made much of the word unity. Nothing that Joe Biden has done since his inauguration speech demonstrates any form of unity. It's conformity. Conformity. He's there proudly signing one executive order after another. These executive orders do what? Taxpayer paid for abortion on demand even 1 minute before birth. The Paris Climate Accords, which ought to be a treaty, which ties our hands, plus his war on American energy. Who benefits from that? Communist China, of course. So that does more damage to us than the communist Chinese could ever hope to do. Open borders, the Iran deal, the World Health Organization that is controlled by the communist Chinese and that lied to us and caused us grave damage at the beginning of this virus. He's destroyed women's sports because now boys who are genetically still boys get to participate in women's sports. And so that will affect girls for a very, very long time in our high schools and colleges and universities. What else? COVID-19. He comes up with a $1.9 trillion package that has almost nothing to do with COVID-19. Massive payoffs to the teachers' unions, to blue state mayors, to blue state governors, to help them pay down the debt that they acquired long before the virus. And he has a no real vaccine distribution plan. He says, I want 100 million vaccines given in 100 days. Well, guess what? He took office. We were doing about 1 million vaccines each day, which means 100 million in 100 days. His only plan in that regard is to trash Trump, to dumb down all those achievements, and to make some absurd claim that he's done some great job. There's been no unity. In fact, we have a situation now, and I think we're in a constitutional crisis, where we have the Democrats with the slimmest of majorities in the House and no majority in the Senate, but for the Senate pro tem, who is the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris. They're chasing down a private citizen, the president of the United States, after he's left office. Now, impeachment is intended to have a trial. First in the House, where you have investigations, due process, witnesses, depositions, counter witnesses, and so forth. None of that. 2-hour debate, 1 hour for Democrats, 1 hour for Republicans. Here's the report. This is the most pathetic report you will ever read. It's 76 pages, 50 of which are actual writings. The last 26 pages is an appendix. And when you read it, there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever in any form or way that the president of the United States incited an insurrection. Now, think about that a second. If the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States, wanted to commit an act of insurrection against Congress, do you think he'd send in 100 or 200 nut jobs, head cases, military types from around the country into the Capitol building? Is that how you unleash an insurrection? It's absurd. And when you read what the president said that day, nothing he said compares to what Kamala Harris said on the Stephen Colbert show. Nothing he said compares to what dozens of House members and senators have said in order to incite and inflame their base, including Nancy Pelosi, calling federal law enforcement stormtroopers, James Clyburn, calling them stormtroopers and so forth. Nothing. And notice they didn't say a word when there was an insurrection against the White House and the president of the United States had to be taken to the bunker and his family. Notice they didn't say a word with a 100-day insurrection against a federal courthouse preventing federal judges, federal grand juries, federal juries from conducting business. Those are Article 3 activities. So Article 2 is under attack, the White House. They say and do nothing. Article 3 is under attack, the courts. They say and do nothing. We had 25 to 27,000 National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C. And Ken Cuccinelli, the former acting deputy administrator at the Department of Homeland Security, said Nancy Pelosi wanted crew-manned machine guns there. You know what crew-manned machine guns are? They're the big ones like this, where you do that. On the crowd, of which there was almost no crowd, that is indiscriminate. When you're shooting machine gun like that, that's indiscriminate. That's what's gone through her head. And, of course, there was no headline about that when Cuccinelli made the point. So now they want to have a trial of the president of the United States. Now they're just deciding when. The former president. The framers must be turning in their graves. The purpose of impeachment is to have a real process whereby you determine if a certain public official, in this case a president, should be charged in a trial in the Senate whether he should be removed from office. I've seen some people, including phony constitutional scholars, say, well, wait a minute. They want to have this trial in order to prevent him from ever serving again. It doesn't work that way. That's not what the Constitution says. You have to remove the person first and then make a determination of whether or not they can serve ever again. You don't do it backwards. He's gone, and now you're going to have a trial of a private citizen. So it's not a criminal trial, not a civil trial. It's a political trial of sorts of a private citizen who's left office. So you can prevent that citizen with a scarlet letter put on his forehead from ever running for president again. Well, guess what? Even if they accomplish that, and they won't get the votes in the Senate. Even if they accomplish that, he can still run for president of the United States because the Senate doesn't get to decide by itself what the Constitution says and doesn't say.
The point that Levin is making here is that these Democrats are not doing anything to actually govern. They're not doing anything to bring the country together, not doing anything to actually help the American people. They're on a witch hunt to destroy and silence Donald Trump in a ridiculous impeachment hearing instead of helping the American people. And he's absolutely right. So keep it up. Dem, seriously, keep it up. See how this ends for you. Keep it up. You guys keep obsessing over this kind of crap, and let's see how this actually ends. Because it's not going to end well for the Democrats, that I can promise you. And I'll leave it at that.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.